Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show. This is one of the most important episodes I could ever create for you. It is an absolute blueprint to thinking bigger, thinking better, and being around the right people so that you elevate your opportunity in life to have more success. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio and the author of The Perfect Day Formula and Unstoppable. And I want to help you build an unstoppable abundance mindset, because I know what it's like to go from poor and broke and the struggling farm boy who really was raised with not very much and go and build the life of my dreams. And I want this for you. I want you to understand it is still possible. Stop listening to the news and the negative media saying that the American dream is dead. The American dream is available for everybody around the world in every country. You can always get better. You can always improve over your situation. And I'm going to show you the 7 steps today on how to do it. So welcome to my 7 steps to building the abundance mindset. And I was pumped up to create this based on so many questions from so many people on Instagram through email who are struggling in this quarantine COVID crisis, who are thinking too small, who are letting the negative naysayers get into their head. And you know what? The thing is, I live in a bubble that I created myself. A bubble of positive people, of positive influences, positive inputs. Yes, I deal with reality. I don't neglect it. I don't avoid it, but I do not get caught up in it where it will destroy me or destroy my mindset. And I bring this to you, my friend. I bring this mindset to you because you need it more than ever. Now, this abundance mindset will serve you for the rest of your life. In good times and bad times, we can always think bigger, think better. Like, think about this. Elon Musk is going to help bring people to Mars. Imagine if he just thought, oh, I'll just start another airline or something like that. Or if he just thought, oh, one thing like Tesla, we'll create electric cars. No, we're going to go and, we're not, you know, the full-on battery thing. We're going to take people to space. We're going to do Solar City. Like, just because he thinks that way, that's not the only person who can think bigger. And he must inspire you. Grant Cardone's 10X must inspire you. And understand that in 2008, Grant Cardone and Elena Cardone were up against the ropes and up against the rocks. They were on the hook for a lot of money. And they started doing an abundance game where they sat around and thought, what should I do or what would I do if I had $200 million? And they started playing that abundance game. And today they have that money to go on the world tour and help people. And listen, just like I was once like you, I was stuck, I was struggling. I didn't come from money. I didn't come from a great background. I didn't have a great father figure who led me to success. Fortunately, I guess I would say I had a rich dad, poor dad existence where I went and worked for one of the best entrepreneurs in my town and he showed me the way. He showed me what it was like to serve people properly, both on the team and as customers. He showed me what it was like to work hard from night and from morning until night, just like my father did. But my father never really had the right plan in place. He made a lot of mistakes. He had untapped talent. And I don't want you to go through life with untapped talent. All right. So this is going to be the blueprint you need. Money is out there. Money is out there available to people who are solving problems today. And now in some industries, it's a little bit easier to solve people's problems. In the health and fitness space, you can solve people's problems online. You can solve people's problems through supplements. There's a huge opportunity there. Some of my best friends are having their best months ever in this quarantine COVID crisis. Whereas some of my gym owner partners, they're fighting through it, but it has been tough. I understand the differences between massive opportunity created by the crisis and massive obstacles. But giving up is not an option. not when you have an abundance mindset. That's going to come through consistent communication in three ways: one to your customers, one to your team, and one to yourself. You must be leading yourself first. You must have that lion leadership if you want to create income in the quarantine COVID crisis. You must lead yourself properly. You must lead your team properly. You must lead your community of customers properly. And you must lead your family properly. And through planning and preparation, you can be the hope, the light, the optimism for them. Because remember my 3C formula: you control what you can, you cope with what you can't control, and you concentrate on what counts. And that's why, in all the negativity today, I want to bring you this Abundance Mindset podcast. So let's dive in to Craig Ballantyne's 7 steps. First, number one, remove the negative. This means no more CNN, no more Fox, stay off Twitter, get out of the junk that's on your Facebook feed, unfollow people so that you remain friends with them, but you don't see what they post. Do not get sucked in. You can use social media, but do not let social media be used upon you. It is a weapon. It is a weapon that these companies are using to increase viewership. It is a weapon that your friends are using to kill time because maybe they are without a job. Maybe they are laid off. Maybe they are at home and bored. Maybe they are just rabble rousers and want to get people fired up. Now, I'm fired up right now because I want to protect you from the negativity. And remove yourself from environments where you are surrounded with negative people. If you're constantly going to outdoor patios where you may be able to sit in this day and age and listening to people gripe and complain, stop doing that. First of all, you're probably drinking alcohol and shutting yourself down. Second, you're letting people's negativity eat away at your dreams. There's no time for that. There's also no time for self-pity. I love this quote from Hazrat Khan. He said, "I asked for strength and God gave me difficulties to make me strong. I asked for wisdom and God gave me problems to solve. I asked for prosperity and God gave me a brain and brawn to work. I asked for courage and God gave me dangers to overcome. I asked for love and God gave me troubled people to help. I asked for favors and God gave me opportunities. I received nothing I wanted. I received everything I needed." If there's not a better quote out there for these times, this is it. This is absolutely it. And so you must lean into the difficulties as a lion leader. You must accept the brutal facts. As James Stockdale said in the Stockdale Paradox, accept the brutal facts, but think about the future with light, hope, and optimism. You're going to make the world a better place. You're going to make your world a better place. You're going to make your family's world a better place. You're going to make your community and your customers' world a better place. You're going to make your team's world a better place. You have no other option. If you think you have another option, stop listening to this. Just go give up, quit. I don't care. But I am dealing with people that are in this to win this. And if you are that person, if you are here to protect your kids, your wife, your husband, your partner, your family, your parents, your legacy, your community, and listen on, my friend. So no negativity. We are all about the abundance here. Cultivate an abundance mindset. Read books like Bold by Peter Diamandis. Follow guys like that. Follow people like my friend Jeff Brown, who has a newsletter called The Bleeding Edge. He's showing you what amazing technology is out there for overcoming COVID. This CRISPR technology, this genetic sequencing that is going to help us overcome this. He's talking about the stuff that you don't see in the negative news media because he doesn't want the "if it bleeds, it leads" type headlines. No, instead, he wants to show you the greatness that the world is going to bring to us in the future. And it is, because you can't believe anything else. You can't. All right, number two. Just like I did when I was 13 years old and I got a job working for $2.85 an hour for the best entrepreneur in my town, my rich dad and my rich dad, poor dad life, I apprenticed for somebody. You need to go and apprentice for somebody. Even if you're working, even if you have a 9-to-5, and if you're young and if you're old, it doesn't matter. You need to be in the sphere of someone who has an abundance mindset. You must be around these people. So maybe you can go and you can volunteer for somebody's customer service. Work your way up. You can do social media for somebody. Maybe you can work on your sales skills and become a salesperson for somebody. Get a job working for somebody with an abundance mindset if you don't have an abundance mindset, and then it will trickle down to you. Read great biographies on people that changed the world through their greatness. And yes, everybody has their flaws. You're not going to go and find a biography of the perfect person. Gandhi wasn't perfect. JFK wasn't perfect. None of these people were perfect. Martin Luther King was not perfect either. Okay. I read his biographies. He had his faults, but he did greatness. Henry Ford was not perfect. Far from it. But he did great things because he thought so differently. And so every person out there can teach you something, especially if you go and apprentice with somebody. Next, mastermind. What I am finding is my virtual masterminds are an absolute game changer for people. I just did one last week for my clients in Europe. They didn't pay anything because they're already paying me for coaching. This was an added value that I did because I have an abundance mindset and I want to share things. I brought together 14 of my best clients all in Europe. So I have Germany, Holland, Spain, France, Italy. What other countries were? Croatia. And so I had all these people come together. And we went through negotiation. We went through sales tactics. We went through online reputation stuff. This is only for my clients. But we had an amazing mastermind. One guy in Holland described it as mind-blowing. And I did it because there's very few entrepreneur circles over there. So I made my own. I'm doing one for my Australian clients soon. I'm doing virtual masterminds for online coaches, gym owners. And I'm supporting them. Because I love this quote from Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. As iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. Now, you can also look at it as one person can dull another person. So be super mindful of who you spend your time with. Next, make sure you get accountability, positive social support, and hang around people better than you. Better than you. There's so many people better than you at health, at wealth, at relationships. And so if you're the best person in the room, you're in the wrong room. I love that phrase. And that is the right mindset. Number four, biographies. I did kind of cover this already, but listen, you can get biographies of people in all types of spheres of influence. You can get biographies of Oprah, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, and you can like them or dislike them, but you will learn something in there. You can often learn the most from your enemies. I don't care what political persuasion you have. If you have an open mindset, of a learning mindset, of a growth mindset, as Carol Dweck says, then you will look to find the pony in the pile of poop, right? You ever heard that little story? You know, there was a kid who wanted a pony, and one day, you know, there was something about a big pile of crap, and the kid starts digging in the pile of crap, and somebody goes, "What are you doing?" And the guy goes, "Well, if there's a pile of crap this big, there's got to be a pony in here somewhere." And so that's the mindset, that no matter what you are given, you will find something in there. Number five is, I want you to go and find abundance meditations on YouTube or in the Calm app or whatever app there is. My friend Ian Stanley, he's the author of Confessions of a Persuasion Hitman. He has a money mindset, abundance mindset meditation. Go and find it. He has a money course. Lots of people have money courses. My client Natalia Benson has one. So listen, there is plenty of good stuff out on YouTube instead of more quarantine updates. Like, oh man, I just want to smack YouTube right in the chops when I go to YouTube, and that's what it is. Like, that's what they're trying to feed me? No, thank you. I'm here for the abundance. Next, generosity. Abundance starts with you, my friend. Go out and give to somebody. If you're really on hard times right now, go out and give $5. If you still got a job, go out and give $50. $50 to a food bank, to a church, to whatever it is that really you believe in. Go and give. Go and give today. You may know that I raised $12,000 a couple months ago when I shaved my head. I put in like $3,000 of my own money there. $3,000 of my own money. Every year I donate to Toys for Tots. I donate to Shriners Hospital. I'm all about children's charities. I think adults, like, listen, if you need charity when you're an adult, you made a lot of wrong decisions. Not going to lie to you. personal responsibility is my thing. But a child, it's not fair when a child is in pain, needs help. So children get my money. Adults, you got to go and work. But be generous. Be generous. All right, go out and be more generous than you'd like to be. I give away dozens of books every week. I give away coaching calls to people. I'm doing what I can, and I want you to be more open and generous too. And I want you to inspire me to be more generous. So let's go and let's grow together in our abundance mindset. Finally, number seven is get a mentor. You must get a mentor. I was for so long, so cheap, so egotistical, so pig-headed for 3 years from 2003 to 2006. In my late 20s, I thought I knew it all. I had enough money to afford a coach. I was too cheap and too stubborn. And when I finally got a coach, I made way more money. He showed me an abundance mindset. He showed me what I was capable of doing. He taught me, and as did my next mentor, Yannick Silver, to go out and teach what I knew so that I could help people become wealthy. And now I've helped over 250 entrepreneurs build over seven-figure businesses. Listen, the more you help others, the greater your life will become. And the more you let other people help you, the greater your life will become. So set your ego aside. Stop holding things in. Start being vulnerable. Start sharing your problems with people. Because good people are out there and good people want to help you. I guarantee it. Absolutely. That's why I do this podcast for you. It's free. It's free. What you just got there can change your life, can change your direction this year, can change your path to prosperity. Because listen, neither you nor I will be the world's richest person, but we can be wealthier. We can be wealthier in our relationships. We can be wealthier in the way that we use our time. We can be wealthier in our financial aspects. We can be wealthier in our communities by lifting people up because we have so much. Last thing I want to say to you is I want you to understand, like take out a piece of paper and just draw a line up to the top. That's your potential. And then draw another line about a third of the way up that piece of paper. That's about what you're using. At best, you're using about a third of your potential. And I know if you're resisting this, it's because you know I'm right. The more you resist this, probably the lower that second line is going to be on that page. So it's time for you to step up, my friend. Step up in your abundance mindset. Step up in your abundance actions. Step up because, listen, what other option do you have? Quit? Never. Not you. So last thing I'll say, my friend, I believe in you and it's time for you to believe in you too. And I want to hear from you. I want you to tell me what you thought of today's podcast. Send me a message on Instagram at RealCraigValentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com. If you didn't like it, tell me why. If you did like it, let me know how it helped and what you've gone on to accomplish. And if you did like it, head over to iTunes, give me a 5-star review. I'd love that. Share it with your friends and let me know what you'd like to see next, all right? So Real Craig Valentine on Instagram or support@earlytorise.com. Now, I know what you're thinking, like how do I get all this done? Go over to perfectweekformula.com, get a free copy of my book, and you'll find you also have an abundance of time so you can go and do an abundance of actions. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.